A new video game tackles grief in all its forms.
How does a shaman perform his duties when he is the one in need of healing? Of guiding? Baba. Help me, Baba. I need you, Baba.
Tales of Kanzera Zao is based on Kenyan culture and mythology, and it's got a roaring emotional soundtrack that suits the vibrant action of the game. Composer Nanita Desai joins us now. Nanita, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So you've composed for TV, film, and other video games before. Let's hear a bit more. There is so much going on in this music, Nanita, and we'll get to the music in a minute. But first, what drew you to Tales of Kanzera Zao?
I love human stories. When Abu, the creative director and founder of the game studio, Surgent Studios, approached me, he says, well, what is the sound of grief? I won't bring it down emotionally, but it is a very fun and beautiful and entertaining game for people to play. But what attracted me to it initially was that it gives a new perspective on looking at grief. You know, it's sad and there's a heaviness and a weight to it. And human emotions are very messy and chaotic. But my musical challenge was to encapsulate this highly emotional coming-of-age story into music.
That's a really deep question. What is the sound of grief? I just wonder, when you were asked that at the beginning of this project, how did you even begin to think about it?
Good question, Deepa. I think one of the big musical inspirations actually was the African diaspora. My parents were brought up in East Africa and South Africa, so I spent considerable time there, even though I was born and brought up in London, UK. So I've had a very strong familiarity with the traditional music of the region and cultures. And I like putting myself in uncomfortable musical situations where I don't know what I'm going to do. And this game was that, in terms of, you know, how do I translate grief into music? But also, how do I score a game like this, which is about African Bantu mythology as well?
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that, because on the one hand, I think grief also culturally can be very different. Grief in one culture, which may, you know, be sad and somber, grief in another culture might be a celebration of an onward life, going to another place. And I'm wondering, you know, you are in a very African setting for this game. The other creative leads on the game are Black. And as you said, you know, you've spent a lot of time there. How did you approach telling this story and the setting, I guess, you know, respectfully and as somewhat of an outsider?
Yeah. So authenticity is really important to me. We knew that we wanted the music for this game to be steeped with orchestral elements, fused with ethnic traditional instrumentation. But I also brought in choirs to bring in the feel of the ancestors and the shamans and the folklore of Bantu mythology. And then that's juxtaposed with Afrofuturism, which is represented by very modern synths and beats. So you have this duality within the music and within the game itself, of the modern versus the ancient folklore. Mm. And then we also brought in African soloists, a kora player from West Africa, a percussionist, a real amazing specialist percussionist from Mali and Senegal.
Wow.
So these musicians just give it that authenticity. But then I recorded an 8-piece choir from Johannesburg. We recorded them in Africa. And then I also brought in Vocality, a UK-based diverse choir who also happened to have sung on Black Panther.
I'm going to jump in. We actually have a clip there. Let's listen to that. So that's the group Vocality that you were talking about. just talk about the importance of the human voice in what you were going for.
Well, I think using the human voice makes it very easy for us as players or audiences to connect with the emotions. And all the vocals, I wrote all the lyrics in English, which are all somehow connected to the narrative of the game. But my mother, who happens to speak Swahili, was very fortunate.
Wow.
She translated all those lyrics for me into Swahili. So all the vocals that you hear in all the various pieces are all connected to the narrative of the game. And then the group chants are sung in the local language, Zulu, as well.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you, the music will often recede to the background during play. It can be very kind of quiet or spare. What's your relationship like with the game designers to make sure that the music is there, but maybe not too distracting to a player?
Well, I mean, you always have the technical options of being able to push the music up or turn the music down within the settings of the game. But I think, you know, when we get to the boss fights, the combat, they're incredibly complex rhythmically in terms of percussion, and they are full on. So I want to take the players on an emotional journey and take them through a vast array of emotions. So technically, we're tagging and using metadata and to increase the intensity when you're playing the game for the high stakes moments in the game.
Let's take a listen. We have actually a clip here where the music is really rousing as you're talking about kind of like very spirited emotions. And I'm wondering if you can just tell us, Nanita, you know, the instrumentation is really selling a feeling here of, I don't know, like upset, pained, angry. And I'm wondering how you try to orchestrate the game's most intense moments using music.
Yeah, well, I mean, that particular track is one of the most intense sections in the game where you're fighting a great spirit. And there are values of Bantu storytelling which are universal. Each boss fight has a different emotion. So we have anxiety, which is highly tense. We've got fear and then loss. And then anger, and then finally acceptance as well. So there are a lot of key words that were given to me when I was composing it, and I was given in-depth, detailed briefs to follow for each piece.
You know, I'm wondering, you know, you've composed for TV, for film and video games. Do you think the audience who plays these games is one that would fully appreciate, you know, they're in the moment, they're playing, they're trying to, you know, get to win that boss fight, do what they have to do. Do you think they fully appreciate the soundtrack that you've created?
Well, I think there's the difference between film and TV in a funny kind of way, because the show that you're watching or the film is designed to be watched once in a very linear way. Whereas with games, people become much more attached to strong melodies and the music within games because they're engaging and inhabiting these games, the worlds of these games for 10, 20, 30, 40 hours for weeks on end. So the music has to sustain repeated listening. And so people become much more connected. And it's fantastic to see how people love the music in games. It's quite surprising to me because I've been so used to had years of scoring music for film and TV where the music is almost hiding behind the dialogue, whereas in games, the music can actually shine if you want it to.
Nanita Desai is the composer of the video game soundtrack for Tales of K'Zera Zhao. Nanita, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me, Deepa.